Let's switch over to visual communications. One of the things which has been commonly used in visual communications are various signaling mechanisms. Of course, we all know about the Native Americans using smoke signals to indicate a particular approach of an enemy or some signal. This was used many places around the world. Other forms which have been used, which are not muscle or visual, but audio or oral, is the beating of drums or some other kind of thing in a particular rhythm or method to indicate a kind of message. The more technologically advanced versions of these are things like heliographs, which are flashing mirror systems, which were used throughout the southwestern part of the United States here, actually for the U.S. cavalry to chase the Native Americans. These things, with the addition of a telescope, permit communication of reasonably long distances in terms of line of sight, 30 miles or more, are possible with these kind of flashing mirrors. The Navy has always used varieties of flag systems in order to communicate ship to ship, in order to control the movement of great fleets of action. And a lot of these systems have used a variety of different coding methods. So by placing flags, 10 different flags which represent the numerals from 0 to 9, you could have a code book of arbitrary complexity. And by setting, let's say, 4 different hoists of these flags, you can communicate a 4-digit number which would be immediately looked up in this code book to map it into a particular message, like form line ahead, enemy sighted, or all of these sort of stock phrases that people had in this particular context of the naval application.